It is said that every beginning has an end. So shall birth lead to death. To the Dumo, Gbo, and allied families, as well as the global Inki fraternity, a great tree has fallen. And it is no other person than their grandchild, son, brother, husband, father, colleague, and beloved friend, Komla Afeke Dumo. Radio Ghana joins in paying tribute to the homegrown media icon in this piece by Rosemary Gazy.
His passing, just about 18 days into the year 2014, was a hard-hit news to be broken by one of his own.
This is probably one of the most difficult intros I've ever had to read, and one that I never believed I would have to. But this weekend, Komla Dumo died. Even saying those words feels totally unreal. My fellow presenter and friend here at BBC World News suffered what's believed to have been a heart attack.
With a pouring in of uncountable tributes from far and near, it is no exaggeration that Komla Dumo touched many lives, including those who never knew him. Just listen in as Komla's BBC colleagues testify to this.
Our audiences have been pouring their hearts out since the news, but it's a big blow to us, the Focus on Africa family, because Komla was not only a colleague, but a friend.
They talked about his voice, his smile, and he really touched people through that radio or through that TV. He touches us on a daily basis here in the newsroom, but he touched thousands of people around the world.
For me, one thing that stood out about Komla, especially as an African journalist, is he loved the continent he came from. And he knew that the way Africa had been covered over the last 30, 40 years wasn't the only story.
Born to a family of academics on October 3, 1972 in Accra, Komla initially studied preclinical medicine at the University of Jos, Nigeria, but left for his home country, Ghana, and had his national service with the school's broadcast department of the state broadcaster, GBC. He later graduated with a BSc in sociology and psychology at the University of Ghana and from Harvard University with an MA in public administration. He joined Joy FM as a traffic reporter and later the morning show host and won the 2003 Journalist of the Year Award before joining the BBC in London in 2006. Nigerian-born BBC's Peter Okoche was a pal from school.
Komla Kadi, as I like to call him. I met him 25 years ago. We were both at University of Jos in central Nigeria together. I was studying theatre and he came in to study medicine. We split ways after I left school and then met up again at the BBC. He was gifted with humanity. He treated everyone as an equal. As a journalist, a president's story was just as important as the story of a market woman. He believed that both of them should weigh the same on his scale as a journalist. Cab drivers in Accra, Ghana were his friends, just like presidents. I mean, he was just such a cool customer.
His exploits were not without professional jealousy as he got his boss's nod to handle opportunistic interviews.
Everyone wanted the big interviews with the Mandela family. Who did they give them to?
Komla.
Komla.
Of course. And, you know, just funny enough, last week, I mean...
If he wasn't so blooming lovely, you could end up with quite a lot of professional jealousy.
Well, you could. You could. Because exactly the first time I'd seen him this year, I'd just come back from a holiday in Nigeria, and I asked him, well, how did you manage? Because I know the whole world wanted that interview with Mandela's daughter. How did you manage? And he said, Charlie... You know, that's the word he used for everyone. I said, Charlie, you know how we do this thing. You know how we do this thing, you know. But he was a gifted journalist. And it's the manner, the affect he had with people. So people wanted to talk to him.
In a Twitter message, Ghana's President John Mahama described Komla as a broadcaster of exceptional quality and Ghana's gift to the world. Ben Dochemalo, formerly of BBC, confirms his mentee's world appeal.
He is the best international TV broadcaster Ghana has produced. I don't think there is any question about that. I don't know of any other Ghanaians who managed from being groomed in Ghana here, improved and worked hard to the standards where their level of competence was better than even what you would find internationally. He goes to the BBC, he shines, and he opened doors not just for Ghanaians, he opened doors for Africans, anybody. I was at the memorial in Peter Horrocks, whom Komla regularly mentioned as someone who saw the the good in him and the potential. Peter Horrocks, one of the editors, was saying that when they did a focus group thing somewhere, either in China or Hong Kong, a Chinese man wrote and said that they liked Komla because they felt Komla was just like them. So Komla's appeal, Komla's professionalism, Komla's excellence went beyond just Ghanaians, it went beyond Africans. It went out there to the whole world. That's why we can say Komla was a gift from Ghana to the world. He broke ceilings, he blazed a trail.
In summary, this is how the Ghana Journalist Association qualifies him.
Komla has modeled the way for both old and new generations of journalists to kill themselves, to use every fiber of their being, every moment of their time, every atom of their energy, and every portion of their skill to make a mark. GJ is so proud that we produced such an international icon and a professional gem. We're pelted with all kinds of rubber stones for nominating him and indeed crowning him as Journalist of the Year in 2003. But his exploits and strides, both locally and internationally, have vindicated the rectitude of the choice. Komla, rest in perfect peace.
But in all these, what do the Dumont and allied families, including the wife, Kwansuma, and children, Elenam, Elom, and Emefa, make of their beloved's exploits and life without him? Esther Koba speaks for them.
For the Dumont and allied family, Komla was a gift given to the world through them. As we can see, Komla has left a worldwide legacy. Komla's life has touched so many people, and they're just so grateful to God for this life and what it has done. Komla loved his family dearly. His children were just his passion. And then he wanted to see the best for Ghana and the best for Africa. And he dedicated himself to telling the African story from a passionate African heart and in a very excellent manner. And we thank God for his life.
Happy New Year.
Kickoff is just a few hours from now. And you know what? I do work for the BBC, but it's time for me to show my true colors.
And that's the latest BBC News. I'm Komla Dumont.
This voice is no more, but his works remain worthy to be revered. Hedenye, fare thee well, Komla Afeka Dumont. For Radio Ghana, I'm Rose Migezi in Accra.
May his soul rest in perfect peace.